Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, Sister Shirley.
Good evening.
Good evening, Auntie Betty.
Good evening.
Good evening, Sister Tawana.
Good evening.
Good evening, Mother.
Can you hear me?
Yes, good I evening. Can. Good evening.
Good evening. I'm just going to listen, okay?
All righty.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, guys, I'm going to go ahead and start our Chronicle 14. I think I had Auntie Dot to do that tonight. Okay. Let's go ahead and get started with just listening to First Chronicle 14 to allow other people to join. I'm going to do a full roll call and start the program. First Chronicle chapter 14, it talks about David's kingdom that was established in version 1 and 2, then his family that was built up, version 3 and 7, and then his enemies, the Philistines, routed in two campaigns, verses 8 through 17. And then this is repeated here from 2 Samuel 5:11. So I'm going to go ahead and start us on that.
Chronicles 14. Now Hiram, king of Tyre, sent messengers to David and timber cedars with masons and carpenters to build him a house. And David perceived that the Lord had confirmed him king over Israel. For his kingdom was lifted up on high because of his people Israel. And David took more wives at Jerusalem. And David begat more sons and daughters. Now these are the names of his children which he had in Jerusalem: Shamua, and Shobab, Nathan, and Solomon, and Ibhar, and Elishua, and Elpalet, and Noga, and Nepheg, and Japhia, and Elishama, and Beliada, and Elpalet. And when the Philistines heard that David was anointed king over all Israel, all the Philistines went up to seek David, and David heard of it, and went out against them. And the Philistines came and spread themselves in the valley of Rephaim. And David inquired of God, saying, Shall I go up against the Philistines? And wilt thou deliver them into mine hand? And the Lord said unto him, Go up, for I will deliver them into thine hand. So they came up to Baal Perazim, and David smote them there. Then David said, God hath broken in upon mine enemies by mine hand, like the breaking forth of waters. Therefore they called the name of that place Baal Perazim. And when they had left their gods there, David gave a commandment, and they were burned with fire. And the Philistines yet again spread themselves abroad in the valley. Therefore David inquired again of God, and God said unto him, Go not up after them. Turn away from them, and come upon them over against the mulberry trees. And it shall be, when thou shalt hear a sound of going in the tops of the mulberry trees, that then thou shalt go out to battle. For God is gone forth before thee to smite the host of the Philistines. David therefore did as God commanded him, and they smote the host of the Philistines from Gibeon even to Gaza. And the fame of David went out into all lands, and the Lord brought the fear of him upon all nations.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We did have Auntie Dot to join. Good evening, Auntie Dot.
Good evening.
Good evening.
All right.
Good evening.
Okay, I will do a roll call, and we have Deacon Lowe, Sister Shirley, Sister Tawana, Auntie Betty, Auntie Dot, and Mother May is a listener tonight, and myself. Did I miss anyone? Okay. All righty. Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Family Nellums Prayer, weekly prayer program. Again, we are family and friends gathered together to give God honor and to praise his holy name. Again.
Amen.
All right. Let's get started. I have the opening prayer is to be led by Sister Tawana.
Yes. Everybody bow your head. Heavenly Father, we believe and trust your word. We want to grow in you more each day and to understand your promises for us. We commit our time together to you and ask that you heal and restore us as we dive into your word. We want a deeper faith. We want to meet with you and know you better. In Jesus Christ's name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Beautiful. Thank you. Thank you for blessing the line, Sister Tawana. We did have another caller join. Is that Sister Barra?
Yes.
All right. All right. Welcome. Welcome. All righty. Well, we're just going to go ahead and jump into our program. Tonight is going to be a regular night. We're just going to do our regular roundtable, an opportunity for each person to share a word or some good news. If not, just say pass. And so we'd like to, I would like to start off with Sister Shirley. Oh, hold on. I forgot my phone.
Okay, all right.
And I had it all ready to go, too. The song that I'm going to play tonight is called In Jesus' Name, and it's by Israel and New Breed featuring D.O.E.
Yeah.
Reminds me of one of those days when I was in a hospital and I was in and out of consciousness, and I woke up and I could hear Mom singing that song.
Amen.
So I could just, it was just so beautiful. So that song really touches my heart. Amen, amen. That God will fight for us. All right. I don't know what that was. All righty. So let's go ahead and get started. Hope you guys have some great news to share with us. And so I was going to start off with Sister Shirley. Are you ready?
Yes. I'm coming from Psalms 34. I will always praise the Lord with all my heart. I will praise the Lord. Let all who are helpless listen and be glad. Honor the Lord with me. Celebrate his great name. I ask the Lord for help, and he saved me from all my fears. Keep your eyes on the Lord. You will shine like the sun and never blush shame. I was a nobody, but I prayed, and the Lord saved me from all my troubles. If you honor the Lord, his angels will protect you. Discover for yourself that the Lord is kind. Come to him for protection, and you will be glad. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Know what that means. If I lose you guys, just hang in there. I'll get us back, but I don't know what. All righty. Thank you, Sister Shirley, for that reading of the Psalm 34. Next, we have Sister Tawana. Any good news you would like to share with us this evening?
I pass.
All righty. Auntie Betty?
Yes. I'm coming out of the book of Revelation, chapter 12, starting at verse 10 through 12. And I heard the Lord's voice shouting across the heaven, "It's come at last, salvation and power, and the kingdom of our God, and the authority of his Christ. For the accuser of our brother and sister has been thrown down to earth, the one who accused them for our God day and night. And they have defeated him by the blood of the Lamb and by their testimony. And they did not love their life so much that they was afraid to die. Therefore, rejoice, O heaven, and ye who live in the heaven, rejoice. But terror will come on the earth and the sea, and the devil will come down to you in great anger, knowing that he has just a little time." Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Betty. Can you remind me where you came from?
Revelation chapter 12, verse 10 through 12.
10 through 12. Okay. Thank you. All righty. Next, I have Auntie Dot. Any good news you would like to share with us this evening?
Yes. I'm coming out of Psalm 121. I will lift my eyes into the hill. From his come my help. My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is my keeper. The Lord is my shade upon my right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve their going out and their coming in from this time forward and forever, ever, forevermore. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for that. Thank you, Auntie Dot, for that reading out of Psalm 121. Next up, Deacon Lowe.
Yes, I'll be coming out of Psalms 119. verse 49 through 56. Remember your word to your servant, for you have given me hope. My comfort is in my suffering is this. Your promise preserved my life. The arrogant mock me without restraint, but I do not turn from your law. I remember your ancient laws, O Lord, and I find comfort in them. Indignation grips me because of the wicked who have forsaken your law. Your decrees are the theme of my song wherever I lodge. In the night I remember your name, O Lord, and I will keep your law. This has been my practice. I obey your precepts. Amen.
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 And
amen. Thank you for that reading out of Psalms 119, Deacon Lowe. And next I have Sister Beryl. Any good news you would like to share with us? I'll tell you.
Good morning.
All righty, then. Okay. Well, that actually completes our round one. So we're going to go ahead into our sick and shut-in prayer. We have Auntie Carrie for that, but she's not here today. So we just leave that for her the next time she shows up. How about that?
Amen.
So I'll go ahead and do it for us. But do we have anyone we want to add or remove from the list today? All righty. We'll go ahead if you bow your heads. Father God, we lift up those, including our immediate family and friends, who are facing illnesses today. It's Auntie Marie, Donna Smith, Kelvion Pickney, Mother May, Rochelle Tompkins, Oliver Nellens, Linda Simmons, Auntie Dot, Vera Kiera and Malachi, Tawana, Carrie and Willie, Cody, Travis, Brenda Simpson and family, Freddie Williams, James Richardson, Joseph, Caroline, Brian and Nafia Tompkins, and keep our youth in prayer. It includes my grandson, Tremar, Nasir, and Jameer, Jimmy Simmons and family, Auntie Betty and family, Sister Shirley and family, the Lowe family and friends, including Mary Ann Lowe, Mary Lowe, and Hubert Lowe, the family of Auntie Janet Williams, Erica, Jessica, and Robert Tompkins, William Flowers, and the Patton family, Jackie, Auntie Martha, the Moore family, and Kenneth Jacobs. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for being in the gap for all of our friends and family members that are sick at this time, Father God. We know that you are the ultimate healer, and we know that you have plans for when they're going to get strong, and we know that it's according to your time and not ours, Father God. We just ask that during this time of waiting, Father, that they be patient and wait on you and be in faith that you will heal them back to whole. Father God, we just thank you again for all that you do in our lives. We thank you for your love and your support. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Mm-hmm.
All righty. Now we are at the juncture where we recognize birthdays, and the only birthdays that I have is Eric Cody and Lenny Williams, but that's actually on the 30th, which is next Saturday. Are there any other birthdays that we want to recognize from today through November to through September 30th? All righty. Auntie Betty, I have you as my next person because Mother May is not feeling well. So I'm just going to swap and hopefully she'll be on next week. If you would do us the honor, Auntie Betty.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, everyone. God bless.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Yeah. Amen. Thank you for that beautiful song, Auntie Betty. Okay, we'll go to our next round. This is an opportunity for us to share a testimony, a poem, or a song, or a praise report that you would like to discuss. Let's start out with Auntie Dot.
Okay.
Sister Vera.
I pass.
Okay. Sister Tawana.
I pass.
Okay. Auntie Betty.
Just a praise report.
All right.
I saw you today, and I think you were excellent, excellent, excellent. I couldn't understand everything you said, but it was excellent. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Keep up the good work.
Thank you. To God be the glory. Thank you. All righty. Next, I have Sister Shirley.
I pass.
Okay. I guess everybody feel like I feel. I feel so drained today. I can't wait to get off this call and take a nap. And he would decide to go on the porch like he's going to take forever to get here. All right, I summoned him. It's on you, dude.
Oh, good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
I would like to be to give thanks unto my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and thank all of you all for y'all prayers and coming together every Sunday. So we could get together and share the word of the Lord. Keep on, we'll be keeping on with the good work, spreading the word. And I love you all. Amen.
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 Love you too.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. I'm going to win. All righty. Well, that actually completes our round tonight. It makes for a quick call, not a problem. Let's just go ahead and sign part for next week. We're reading First Chronicles 15 next week. Do I have anybody that wants to play that next week or read it? Either way.
Auntie Dot.
Okay. How about a volunteer for the opening prayer?
Deacon Bo.
Oh, okay. Is that quick? And we're going to have Auntie Carrie do the sick and shut in. And how about the closing prayer? Anyone for the closing prayer? All righty. All righty. Well, we're going to go ahead and go into our worship song. And the one that I chose for the second round, if I can find it again,
It's called Trouble Don't Last Always.
Okay. And it's by, I had a hard time picking which one, but I'm going to go with Anthony Brown and the FBCG Choir.
One of these foods makes arthritis pain worse. Is it these tomatoes? Cucumbers?
Hallelujah. As you're given in this year's restoration, we want to send you a message of good news tonight. That trouble does not last always. We're going to have a great moment tonight. Hallelujah. It's a trouble call. When you get to sing along with us, okay? Here we go. Come on, 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 come on,
Cut that short. That was a last-minute song there. Amen, amen. All righty. So I did have Sister Beryl to do the closing tonight. Are you ready, sweetie?
Yes.
Okay.
Let us pray as we end our virtual prayer meeting tonight. Excuse me. Hear our closing prayer, Lord, and let your words be instilled in our lives. We pray to thank you for the opportunity that we have virtually gathered despite all that is happening. Grant us gifts and allow your words to overflow in this moment of social gathering. May all glory and honor come back to you in heaven as we dedicate each life to you, O Lord. All do we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Beautiful, beautiful. Thank you for sharing that, Sister Vera. Beautiful, beautiful. Well, guys, we're gonna bring this call. We're gonna bring this call to a close. Cause I feel like y'all feel like me. I'm tired today. I'm good. But you know, we'll bring that upbeat spirit next week, and hope everybody brings something fun. If I think of another exercise that we would do, because I really did enjoy that, I will text everyone and let them know. And Auntie Betty, I'll make sure that I call you personally to make sure you're aware of what we're doing. That kind of concludes us for the day. We'll give you guys the rest of your time back, and we'll just thank you all so much for participating and being a part of this prayer session. We know that God knows our heart, and we just sometimes have to remind him and give him the glory of where we are in our lives with him. Amen.
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 All right, then. Well, you guys have a wonderful week. Stay safe and be blessed.
Amen.
We love you.
Love you.
And we love you.
Love you. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.